I grew up in the Pacific Palisades.
What I always thought was one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Los Angeles is just gone.
Despite a lull over the weekend, more powerful winds are on the way. KNX's Craig Figner is in Pasadena.
It's a chance for Southern California firefighters to gain the upper hand on two major fire scenes. The Pacific Palisades fire, which has burned more than 23,000 acres, and the Eaton fire, more than 14,000 acres, that one in Pasadena and Altadena. The next windstorm could be 72 hours starting Tuesday.
Schools in Los Angeles are reopening today, but as the fires continue to burn, there are concerns about air quality and health risks from smoke. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Close the doors, close the windows. If you have an air conditioner, set it so it's on recirculate, so you're not sucking in the air from the outside that may be full of dust.
Health concerns higher for older adults, children, people with breathing issues, and pregnant women. Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow for the incoming president's cabinet choices. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are racing to get President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet in place. Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick for defense secretary, will be among those first up with a hearing tomorrow. But senators are expected to grill Hegseth on his qualifications, as well as allegations of past alcohol abuse and sexual misconduct, which Hegseth has denied.
Negotiators in the Middle East report significant progress overnight on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar.
Israel is working with our American friends in order to achieve a hostage deal. Soon we will know whether the other side wants the same thing.
A Los Angeles-based company that owns more than a dozen hospitals in four states has filed for bankruptcy. CBS's Matt Piper has the details.
In an initial filing seeking Chapter 11 protections, Prospect Medical Holdings, which owns facilities in California, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, listed debts of more than $400 million. Prospect Medical's bankruptcy comes less than a year after the bankruptcy of Stored Healthcare, another major hospital system once backed by private equity.
Dow is up 123 points in early trading, S&P down 33, NASDAQ off 237. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Temperatures have dropped with wind chills below zero. Warming centers are running in Racine and Kenosha counties. Those in need can call 211 to find the closest. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A fire in Racine County Saturday burned two buildings containing classic cars and RVs. No injuries were reported and the cause is under investigation. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And Racine and Kenosha counties have launched their tree and shrub sales programs. Both counties offer affordable native seedlings for purchase through online stores. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers season ends in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles 22-10 in the first round of the playoffs. Several Packers players on offense had to leave the game with injuries. Left guard Elgton Jenkins' arm went numb with a stinger. Romeo Doubs with another concussion. Center Josh Myers with a possible fractured leg. And what happened to receiver Jaden Reed?
I dislocated my shoulder. So I tried to go back in, but after I realized I physically couldn't, the trainers did a great job of taking me to go get x-ray and everything.
So the Eagles advance, and they'll play the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and the Rams. I spoke to Eagles running back Saquon Barkley.
That's football, man. They're a good team. Got credit to them. They did some good things. They're a well-coached team. Got a lot of great players. But at the end of the day, stats don't matter. Only stats that matter is that win column.
NBA, the Bucks' three-game winning streak snapped with a 140-106 loss to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman?
Hits, WRJN. Music that makes you feel good.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. Go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here. Say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar. Love.
rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Monday, Monday, ba-da, can't trust that day.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and concert tickets, too. We've just announced Herman's Hermits, featuring Peter Noon, lead singer of Herman's Hermits, and the Association, two big 60s bands, on the way to the area. Going to be at the Genesee Theater on Friday, the February 28th. Yes, you can win tickets. Of course you can win tickets. We got tickets for you. Let's know how to win them. From WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
Chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a kind of all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding off my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guests The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Yeah.
waiting a minute for Dusty Springfield. Come on. Son of a preacher, man. On the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Guitar 101. You have to learn that riff if you're learning the guitar. Beatles Day Tripper. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Now, from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, an update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha's got one in February. Racine might have one in April. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will ponder placing a $190 million operational referendum on the April 1st ballot. Like in Kenosha, Racine officials say a lack of state funding has led to financial problems. However, declining enrollment is also playing a part. The proposal would result in a tax increase of about $75 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. District officials are already warning that if not passed, there could be widespread cuts to staff and programs. Neighborhoods in Racine that are still dealing with snowy roads are seeing some trucks. This morning, City of Racine DPW trucks were out trying to scrape off snow as cold temperatures sit in and make it crunchy. Wind chills are below zero with warming centers open in most communities. To find one near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And there's no better time than the dead of winter to think about greenery. Both Racine and Kenosha counties have their tree and shrub sales programs up and running. Officials in Kenosha County just opened their store, offering people an affordable opportunity to purchase native trees and shrub seedlings. The program sells bundles with a diverse selection of evergreens, hardwoods, and shrubs available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find online store links on each county's respective websites. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the mid-teens and winds blustery, whipping up to 30 miles per hour, creating frigid wind chills where we're really feeling sub-zero all day, and a chance of a few flurries flying around late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl, fine, what a good wife.
local news, timeless hits. WRJN, bringing back all the good stuff.
Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen to thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This next song, Lightning Strikes, by Lou Christie. When I asked him about the song, his first words were,
"Wasn't that good?"
Wasn't that good? Well, yeah, good enough to make number one. Lightning Strikes on WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
I love lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Brand new ring.
Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. And the Badgers playing tomorrow night at home in the Kohl Center against Ohio State. Game time, 7 o'clock. Hear the whole game here on WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pawn. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so. We'll be right back.
News, timeless hits, and great instrumentals too, like Time Is Tight, Booker T and the MGs on WRJN.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do, in case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least 24 deaths are blamed on the L.A. wildfires. More than 12,000 homes and businesses have been destroyed. Laura Pistotnik lost her home in the Pacific Palisades.
It's devastating and numbing, but everybody I've spoken to who's lost their homes, they all want to rebuild.
CBS's Elise Preston reports forecasters say strong winds are kicking up again and new areas could be threatened.
They are expected to top out at about 70 miles per hour. That is just a huge concern here because the Eaton fires only contain about 27%. And so firefighters are concerned that these winds are going to be able to kick back up and spread that fire, spread all of the fires even more.
Well, concern about air quality extends far beyond the destruction zone in Southern California. CBS's Dr. John LaPook on what people in that area should do.
Close the doors, close the windows. If you have an air conditioner, set it so it's on recirculate so you're not sucking in the air from the outside that may be full of dust. And then if you have an air filter, air purifier, use that. If you don't, there are do-it-yourself ones with a box fan and filters for less than $100 that you can make.
The Biden administration's proposing a new plan for exporting computer chips that are used to develop artificial intelligence. Officials say it's critical to preserve America's leadership in AI. As we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick. Another push is on to try to get a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
The next few days are seen as critical by negotiators who are reporting significant progress overnight. President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister yesterday, and the White House says this deal is based on the one Mr. Biden outlined last year. Biden has been pressing for a deal before Donald Trump's inauguration next week. Trump has pushed for that as well.
Senate hearings begin this week for Trump's